Welcome to the Personal Injury Marketing Minute, where we quickly cover the hot topics in the legal marketing world. I'm your host, Lindsay Busfield. When it comes to legal marketing and operations, few points of communication are as important as the initial intake. This is a prospective client's first time opening up to you, presenting a personal problem, and asking for support. Regardless of whether they are pouring their heart out about a child's motorcycle accident or simply asking whether they can still file a claim after a year, they are trusting you to point them in the right direction. With advancement in AI, it can be tempting to try out one of the new AI chat platforms. And while there are some really neat advantages to having an AI chat platform manage your client intake, there are still risks associated with trusting a bot at this crucial step in the onboarding process. That being said, it is important to understand all of the options available. So today we are talking to Ted DeBettencourt, founder of Juvo. Thank you so much for joining us, Ted.
Thanks for having me on, Lindsay. Pleasure to be here.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself and about Juvo.
Sure. So we are a human-powered chat operating chat service. We say butts, not bots. Butts in the seat, not bots in the cloud. We got real people answering chats on behalf of our law firms 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. I love AI. We use it internally for a fair amount of things at our company. But right now, you know, someday this will change, and we're always looking into how we can power it with robots. But right now, humans are just better. At some point, you won't be able to tell the difference. But, you know, the T-1000s from the Terminators, those aren't here quite yet. So right now, we're just seeing better conversion data by having real people answering chats.
Yeah, it is exciting to see the advancements in AI. It, you know, personally, I'm a little scared of it. But I know that as it develops, it can be a really incredible tool. And clearly that's coming out into the legal marketing space and in the form of chat. But talk to us a little bit about the most common types of chat platforms that are currently available for lawyers.
Sure. Well, there's a few different options. There's the human-powered chat, which we are. Then there's the kind of the faux chat is what we call it. Faux chat is when it's not like an AI-driven. It's like a, more like an advanced form. So when you go in and you select a button, I have a car accident matter or DUI matter, you click a button, then it takes you to another series of questions, which you click a button. So between the human-powered chat and kind of the faux chat, that's kind of the two main areas. The other ones they have out there are the AI chat, the chat that pretends it's a human. That's the true AI chat. And even the best ones aren't true AI. Like, true AI implies machine learning. None of them out there are really learning and getting better. At some point, like, there'll be a ChatGPT powered one where I'll have an engine from like a ChatGPT, and they're getting close, but they're still not all that conversational in the sense that you can't restrict it and tell it to don't say XYZ. It's not very good at taking those commands yet. And then the last one is just like a complete fake chat. So there's faux chat and fake chat. Fake chat is when it's, so start a chat, and when you click the button, it says, all right, now fill out this form. And that's, you know, the fake version. Whereas we're, you know, the genuine human-powered, people-powered version.
Right. There's no bait and switch, and you have a lot fewer limitations in what you can do. Expand a little bit on what the advantages are of having real human agents handle these prospective client leads.
Sure. It's not all advantages. I'll throw the disadvantages out there first. With human power, there is room for error. So there are mistakes that happen. We try to minimize our mistakes as much as possible. Every chat that we have come in is graded on a 10-point scale. So we really seek to get feedback from clients. And we do chat a little bit differently in the sense that we customize each of our chat scripts for every client that we work with. So no two chats for our firms are the same. We answer them differently for each firm. So just because of that, it's not as the same thing every time. Whereas if you use kind of those button clicks, if someone clicks the wrong button, okay, well, they can click go back. But it's hard for us to say, hey, sorry, we said the wrong thing here. So we minimize it as much as possible. That's probably the disadvantage. The advantage is that, you know, the example I always use is people like talking to people. People don't like clicking forms as much and talking to robots. The two examples I always make is when I call up, you know, I use Sprint for my telephone company, and occasionally I have issues. So when I call up and need to talk to Sprint, I call up and, you know, I have to press 1, then I have to press 4, then I have to press 7, then 9, then 8, then 3. just to get to a person. I'm just, you know, half the time screaming in my phone, operator, operator. I just want to talk to a person. So it's the same experience with chat. A lot of times people are clicking those buttons because they want to talk to a person. So by having a person be there right there and can empathize with what they're going through, you know, if someone's in a car accident, like they're in a very vulnerable position. You need to address that matter quickly as well as you can. And having and trying to cheap out and going with a robot or a advanced form doesn't have the same empathy that having a person does. So we're able to connect better with visitors that way. And more importantly, that results in more leads and more cases for our clients.
And empathy cannot be downplayed. That is something that clearly machine learning, you know, when it gets a little bit more advanced, might be able to emulate. But right now, in terms of bots and automation, you can't automate empathy. And we even see this challenge with a lot of intake specialists where we listen to conversations that they have and they get so into their script that they forget to be human. Yeah. And so it's so important to train any sort of intake specialist that you have that they aren't just talking to, case number 107, they're talking to Martha, who was really impacted by the accident that she had and can no longer do her job. She can no longer, enjoy life because of something that traumatic that has happened to her. Nobody's calling a personal injury attorney talking about what a great day they had. So these are people who are really struggling and you can't fake empathy. And
you can't fake empathy.
Yeah, you can't do that.
And it's a lot harder. I'll say this: it's a lot harder to manage for empathy too. You can get someone to say the right chat script, but showing that in the voice, I don't envy intake managers who have to say, okay, how do I grade you? You followed the scripts, but your voice didn't convey empathy. So it's easier on the chat side. We just have to say the right things. For the poor intake managers, you have to coach empathy, and that's a heck of a lot harder.
I can't even imagine trying to do that. So clearly having human-based chat can outperform in terms of empathy and really connecting with people. But do you have some examples of situations where human chat has proven more effective than AI in other aspects outside of that?
Outside of chat? In some ways. So there's some things that AI is better at. So like we use it when we write copy for ourselves. I always throw any copy I write for, longer copy on our website, I throw it into AI to kind of read it. Tell me where I didn't do well, and I'll, put some spins on and say, make me sound smarter. And it'll come up with some sentences that sound better. So it helps me with writing a ton. It's still not great with on the conversational side, but I will say there are uses for it, which I'm probably not even using as much as I should, but there are definitely a lot of emails that I wish I put a different spin on. I could have thrown it into ChatGPT and said, make me sound less frazzled or upset or angry or sad or,
I wish I could just do that in my everyday life.
Yeah. I wish I had a AI filter for everything I said, but yeah. There are some different areas where it can be better and help things. But for right now, any human-to-human interactions, human powered is still superior.
Absolutely. It's an important tool that we can use and find new ways to use it. But right now, when it comes to basic human connection, like you have to have the human part in order to have human connection. Yeah. Do you have any metrics on conversion rates between the human versus AI versus the fake chat?
Yeah. So we always do case studies. And our big thing as a company is we want to do the 30-day free trial. So we give everyone a 30-day free trial so we can show you how effective we are. And what we do is we say, there's two ways we do it. Take out your current AI chat off. Take your current other chat off. Put us on and we'll show you the difference. If a site gets over 7,000 visitors a month, what we'll do is we'll say, hey, why don't you have us split it up? So basically how that works is we run a split test. We have our chat load half the time and their chat load half the time. And then at the end of the 30-day trial, we say, what did better? And we let the client make the decision based on that. Sometimes we haven't won as dramatically as we'd want to, but we've never lost one of those tests. And we show the client all the data, every visitor, we track every visitor and basically just assign group A or group B. For the AI chat, depending on which AI chat, we've been as high as 200% better. If it's a bad AI chat, it's easy to demolish. But even some of the better AI chats or the non-chats, That's like more of a form. We're usually about 30% better on the website chat, but then we also have features that a robot can't do. So like the LSA message answering, the form follow-ups. We have some things that AI can't. There's no way to robot. Like there's no robots that can log into your LSA accounts. And for our clients, we literally log into LSA accounts. There's no API in. So you can't really test that versus a robot because they can't do it, and only human powered can.
That's really helpful to know and incredibly powerful to be able to do those A/B split testing and really see it side by side. And so once somebody, gets integrated, has this on their website, in terms of scalability and cost effectiveness, how do human chat, AI chat, and chat bot platforms compare considering factors like the initial setup, maintenance, and ongoing training and monitoring?
Sure. AI chat can be cheaper. We're not the cheapest option on the market. So we charge on a per lead basis. So basically, we say every time we send you a lead or a signed retainer to a firm, it costs XYZ. And we base that based on the traffic and the rules we set up for the firms. How AI does it is sometimes they have flat rates. So it's $50 a month or whatever. In the world of lead capture, you get what you pay for. That $200 a month SEO company you got off Fiverr, you're going to get what you pay for there. Same thing with chat. Some of the bot chats charge per traffic, which is always a little weird to me. Not per lead or like a flat rate. Some charge per retainer signed. And I like that model for kind of like the mass torts. But it just still doesn't capture as many as humans. Our big thing is we want to lead with that 30-day free trial, and we give everyone the data. I want to say, hey, here's the data. You make your buying decision at the end of the trial. We don't charge onboarding fees. We don't have any hidden fees. We just charge you for the leads we send you. But we want you to see the data before you make that buying decision.
And that is hugely helpful, especially when it involves a little bit of manpower to get the integration set up. And there's a lot of work that's going on the front end to make this happen. But even if it's more expensive, if you are getting twice as many leads as you were with a really crummy AI or fake chatbot system, that's clearly going to have an incredible ROI and well worth the investment. But considering the evolving landscape of the AI technologies, how do you envision the future integration of AI capabilities? Do you think that that's going to eventually replace human chat?
Absolutely. Someday. It probably will be some type of assisted model first, where it's human or it's AI, and then a person takes over when it gets ugly. I know there are some examples of people using that, and we've tried to program stuff in the past. And even to get through like the first intro message is a ridiculous hard concept to us. So it's going to be how it's going to happen is they're going to roll out a better way to plug in a giant chat AI engine. So you're going to be plugging in a chat GPT, and then it's going to give you better controls on what it can answer, but more importantly, how it should answer and what it can't say. So right now the controls don't exist yet, or they're not publicly facing. So when it happens, I don't know if it's happening in 2 years, in 5 years, in 10 years. But we're on the cutting edge. We're always trying to pay attention because, frankly, we pay our chat agents a lot of money. And if we can have just as good of a solution with robots, it would be advantageous as a company. Sorry, chat agents, if you're listening.
The end is coming. No, but I'm sure that even with the advancements of AI, nothing is going to completely replace that human touch. And as you said, if a robot is starting the conversation and it escalates to a point where they don't have the ability to answer that fully, it'll get kicked over to a chat representative, or some human from the company who can help complete the conversation and
Exactly.
convert the client. And so with all the options that are out there, from a strategic perspective, how should law firms be evaluating and choosing it between the human chat, AI chat, or chatbot platforms?
It really depends. I mean, there's pros and cons to each. I'm not going to get up here and say we're the best than everyone else thinks. In terms of human-powered chat, the first option is, do you want chat? Well, the answer is, do you want more leads? If the answer is yes, you want more leads, then yes, you want more chat. We've had firms we got live with, and they say, "Well, Ted, we don't want more leads." So, all right, well, don't use chat. Or if you don't, so for example, we work with a lot of medical malpractice firms, and they say they only want med mal leads if a very strict criteria: loss of limb, loss of life, or injury to your child. So sometimes what we find is that we customize the chat scripts and we send them only those leads. But sometimes they say, Ted, we don't want to pay for these. We get enough leads already. Go with a bot because it's going to be cheaper. And there are, and not a true bot, like an AI bot, they're still not good yet. I'd say go with one of those more advanced forms. So it's like, click a button to select. It's a lot less work in terms of what you get. And some of them even sign retainers. I know a lot of the mass tort space, people like the retainer model because they only pay for retainers. On the flip side, you're losing a fair amount of leads, but it's less work. You don't have to have an intake team. So a lot of those companies that buy mass tort leads and sell them to firms, they're just using a bot because they're not following up with any leads. They say, great, we're on a landing page. If someone signs up, we count that. Everything else, we just throw in the trash. So for that model, AI is better. If you have a website that you want to generate more cases from and it's not just mass torts, a human powered chat would be a superior solution for that.
That's a great overview of those. Thank you so much. So, for our listeners, where can they go if they want to learn more about chat or Juvo and how you might be able to help them get more leads on their website?
Sure. Come to our website, Juvo, Juvo Leads, LEADS.com, and start a chat with us and book time or sign up for a 30-day free trial. And we'd love to show you what we can do for you.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Ted. Really appreciate having you on the show.
Thank you, Lindsay. Pleasure to be here.